Jack.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. We love you all, and we love that you're our tribe and that you're into spooky season as much as we are. And this episode is going to take a bit of a left turn, but in a good way. Especially because I know that you guys love the spooks as much as we do. And we're coming in hot on Halloween season. So Greg came up with a really cool concept that we did sort of like a half movie with me and Kristen Doty and Luke Broderick and Greg Hunter and Zach Moss, hilarious comedian. And go to my Instagram if you want to see it, but we're also going to post it to the Patreon. But my Instagram is Rachel Nobrien, RachaelNobrien. Yes, there we go. But we're also going to post it to the Patreon. I think it's a very compelling movie that Greg came up with. So we started to shoot this story as a movie, but for a million different reasons, we've pivoted, and now Greg has adapted this into a fictional radio broadcast that features a series of paranormal vignettes and supernatural short stories based off of our own ranch. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our feature presentation, Moon Shadows.
Two women went missing last week on Moonshadow Ranch.
This is not the first missing persons case in the area. Two women are still missing after disappearing from a retreat on Moonshadow Ranch.
Search and rescue teams have been looking for the two girls for over a week.
Check, check. Welcome back to KRHB The Moon Shadow, broadcasting live from a shipping container sitting on the historic Moon Shadow Ranch, infamous for paranormal news and supernatural sightings. Not to mention out of this world reporting and music you've probably never heard of. We pride ourselves on our dedication to this shortwave radio broadcast, even if there's no one out there. And there probably isn't, because I don't think I can even get this whole thing to work. Aha! I'm gonna make you transmit. No, it's the last thing I do. Hello? Is anybody out there? I've hijacked the emergency communication station on the ranch to bring anyone in town scanning a transcendental moment of high desert dreamscape provided by the boys in the container, our buds, Tunnel Vision Pipe Dream.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Moonshadow Broadcast. I'm your local host, DJ Ranch Hand, on the ones and twos. Whew! Sorry about that. Walter McWatter's Ballad. I promise I won't throw any more six-minute epics at you over this shortwave radio band. However, I had to pay homage to the old ranch founder. Anyhow, we have to talk about those two girls going missing. The podcasters. I heard from the marshal in town, Lazy John, that they had found one of them, and she had gone completely crazy. The other girl is apparently still at large. I find it quite concerning. Things like this, little mysteries, keep happening all over the ranch and all over our little town. This little town doesn't have a paper, so I feel it is someone's duty to take on vigilante journalism and figure out what is going on this damn ranch. I have set up an anonymous tip line. It's an email, if you remember those, one of those ancient fads. Anyhow, I'm using the moniker moonshadowsanonymous@gmail.com. If you're able to access the old internet, Web 2.0, you'll be able to send an email if you have any tips. Detectives, citizen sleuths, bounty hunters, and concerned fathers, I will be broadcasting every week with updates from the shipping container tower on Moonshadow Ranch. New broadcasts will be put on loop every other phase of the moon, the new moon, waxing gibbous, full moon, and waning crescent. So set your receivers and be sure to catch the Moonshadow Broadcast. We're going to get to the bottom of these mysteries on Moonshadow Ranch and the local happenings in our little mountain hamlet, Eagletown. Or we'll make it into the obituaries. Speaking of death, he's been riding shotgun with a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts lately. So if you're taking out your two-wheeler, be careful. And old Jim's prized cow was seemingly mutilated by aliens after Jim found his entire herd on his neighbor's porch. He then discovered the cow, drained of its blood, and missing its entire tongue from the very base. Do you know how hard it is to remove a cow's tongue from the base? Wild. I guess there were no footprints or tracks of any kind leading to the animal either. More on that next week after I go pay Jim a visit. He says he's still going to butcher the cow. UFO approved beef. I'll tell you about it. I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, TVPD, the Television Police Department, and my boss, Walter McWatters, for letting me know where the keys to the radio tower were. I'll be here, in the radio tower, roughly every week, putting on a new broadcast loop to update the town on my investigations and new discoveries of local music and random frequencies emanating from the ranch. Buy the ticket and take the ride. It's Moonshadow Radio, and all you need is a receiver to abide. Oh, and one last note. The guru asked me to mention that the Moonshadow Mushroom Retreat is now accepting new applicants.
next week when I get picked up on the side of the road after escaping the ranch, only to be interviewed and interrogated by the local police detective. Thank you for listening to this short preview of Moonshadows in honor of spooky season. If you'd like to follow along, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/deadlypodcast. Moonshadows was produced by Greg Hunter and Rachel O'Brien, written and edited by Greg Hunter. This episode features music from Tunnel Vision Pipe Dreams. I hope you guys enjoyed. Love you. Happy spooky season.